Oh, this is a funny episode. So anyone that knows me or watches me on Instagram or whatever probably think I'm a fucking lunatic, high off caffeine all day long. I do not actually drink tea or coffee, and if I do drink a tea, it's mango black tea lemonade because I do not like tea. I'll only drink it, like I may have had I've had one cup of normal tea this year just because I do not like being cold, and tea is just a nice thing to warm up. But I wouldn't get into the habit of drinking tea because the fact is I have it with lots of milk. I'd probably have it with a creamer, and I would probably have it with sugar, like two or three. So it's not exactly the best. And considering I don't love it, I don't need it. But like I'm avoiding it. I think people when they was younger, they just got in the habit of having it, and now they have like a high caffeine tolerance where I just didn't. And I think a lot of people now are very caffeine dependent, where I'm not. Don't get me wrong, I like to have my pre-workout, but like I should have avoided it altogether. But it's always nice to like have that. And I notice that's the big difference between myself and a lot of people, is that they are probably like zombies without caffeine, and I see them smash maybe five cups of tea a day, and or a coffee when they, you know, it's like their whole day is like coffee, caffeine, pre-workout. And it's like, for me, I just don't do it. And I think I'm just being so blessed because I never got on that train. If you are, and don't get me wrong, I'm gonna have it when I have kids because I know I'll need it, and I'll start smashing down the black coffee then, let me tell you now. But like, if you want, you can have a life without caffeine, just to let you know. I would highly recommend it. Perhaps just weaning yourself off little bit by bit and then going down. You can be right, like if you see me, you can be wide awake without caffeine all day. So just to let you know, that is an option as well. But yeah, I hope it helps. Sorry, see ya.